Hello, everybody. Today's date is August 29th, 2021. This is Sherilyn O'Sara, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? So today we're going to talk about a couple of things. But first, before I talk about anything, I want to start off with a peace prayer. I would like everybody to pause for 10 seconds and please send a prayer to or good thoughts, good vibes, good wishes, whatever you believe in, to Afghanistan right now. Right now, what's going on over there and what's always been going on over there is just not okay. Please also pray for our troops who are over there and hope that they get out safely as well. The other prayer that I want to send out is New Orleans and everybody that's in that storm path. As we know, about 10 years ago, Hurricane Katrina hit, and that was devastating to New Orleans and all those areas. And right now they're going to take another hit, but I think it's Hurricane Ida, I believe. So let's also send some positive vibes, good wishes. Just imagine ourselves there, wrapping our arms around everybody and keeping them safe right now. And anybody who's trying to leave. And although there's so many other things we could be praying for, the next thing that I really want to pray for is for everybody that's in the path of the coronavirus, Delta virus, and whatever other viruses come out of any of these viruses, for our healthcare workers, anybody who is surrounding by these people, taking care of them, losing family, helping family, and the people who are ill. And let's pray that nobody else gets this. Because if this keeps continuing, it's going to be like a spiral. It's just never going to stop. So we really need to do our part and be safe, however that may be. Okay, so today what I want to talk about is embracing life. And as we all know, it doesn't matter if you're a little kid, a teenager, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever age you are, there are always going to be struggles. There is always going to be something blocking your path, right? To whatever you want. But embrace life. Get out there. Do something. Don't just stay like in one spot and say, this is it. I'm just going to accept it and that's it. So I'm going to make $13 an hour and I'm going to stay in my job for the rest of my life and maybe get another job. Okay? No. And you want to know what? It's not even always about money, right? I mean, it could be a relationship. You're with a boyfriend, you're with a husband, a girlfriend, wife, whatnot. You're not going to just stay just because this is it. No, it's not. It's it if that's how you want it, right? I mean, we can all do our part and try to make the best of everything. So if your dream or goal or whatever is to be whatever it may be, start working your way up there. I'm not saying tomorrow you're going to wake up and be a superstar, or tomorrow you're going to wake up and you're going to be hitting the lottery, get the next perfect job. You might not. But again, put your best foot forward and embrace life. Every day that you wake up, thank whoever you believe in, your guides, your angels, whatever you believe in, and just say thank you for another day. And then from there, take it. Also, remember to always say to yourself, I'm awesome. I'm amazing. Because you are. No matter what life has taught you, no matter what people have taught you, you are amazing. You're a person. You're breathing, you're doing something in life. I don't care even if you are just sitting at home. You're amazing. Everybody is amazing. And it doesn't have to be the way that it is right now, whatever it may be. For people who are just listening to this podcast, you know, when I was a teenager, I was moving to California and being a famous superstar. I was going to be the next famous rock star out there, right? So that didn't happen, clearly. I'm a single mom, and he's great. I mean, he was an easy kid, obviously. I got lucky. I'm going to be honest. Like, and anybody who has a kid, you're lucky in general. I mean, all kids are a blessing, believe me. And you know what? The one thing I learned when I was a young mom too, but the one thing that I learned with having my son is that, he taught me more than I ever knew. And he's like exceeded well over my means. And I'm just so proud of him. And, you know, being a single parent too is very struggling, but being a parent in general, you know, the fortunate thing with me, I've never been married. I've been single. Yes, I've had boyfriends, whatnot. But I've always been able to do what I want. I've always been able to follow my dreams to where I want it to be. I like chasing storms. When I hear of like storms, I go out, I take pictures. I've always been able to do that. I'm a paranormal investigator. And believe it or not, I just had something really cool happen to me. A new person just started working with me. And we went out yesterday and we went on a ghost tour and we took some photos. We got some, well, he got a lot of nice photos, but we got a lot of stuff and it was pretty cool. And I mean, that could be a new beginning to something as well. Cause we both have the same interests. His wife, his friends over where he lives, they all do the same thing. So it's pretty cool. I mean, these opportunities don't happen all the time for everybody. But when they do, you got to take it, right? And that's another thing I'm saying. You know, I've noticed with the younger generation, it's like, if there's an opportunity, they take it. They don't care. Now I'm not going to lie. I'm 50, right? And I've had more opportunities thrown my way and I'm like, nah, I can't do it. No, I can't do it. Before now I do something different, but I'm just saying, but before I used to just turn everything down. I had a chance to be an act in a movie. I turned that down. I thought, well, you know, it's just not the timing, whatever. I had a chance. People wanted to take pictures of me. Turn that down because I didn't always look the way I do now. I've had so many opportunities. People have like asked me to come stay with them in other countries, other states. Turn those down. Looking back now, I say to myself, what an idiot. Why? Because I just didn't have enough confidence, right? But believe it or not, over the last, like, I'm going to say 5, 6, well, probably 10 years. Over the last 10 years, I've had so much confidence. And not because I'm so amazing, because I mean, I am. But because like I said, everybody's amazing, right? But also the fact that I don't turn opportunities down anymore. If somebody ever came up to me and said, hey, would you like to, I don't know, do whatever? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if I'm available, I'll do it. Right? And I also noticed while doing all these things, I'm just going to throw this out as well. A couple weeks ago, I had to go in. I had to have an EKG, an echocardiogram. And it was so funny. Like, me and this guy just started talking. And I was telling him, yeah, you know, a couple weeks ago, I started, you know, using lavender and thyme. And then he starts telling me about this farmer's market in Boston that I guess it's really famous, which I didn't know of, believe it or not. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to check that out. So me and my friends are definitely going to do that. And I think these things are cool, right? But the reason why I'm even saying that is because the more conversations that you have with people, the more things that you're invited to, the more chances, the more opportunities you take, guess what? More doors are going to open for you. Honestly. You know, and again, I'm not saying that you're going to be a multimillionaire. I'm not saying you're going to be a millionaire. You may not be rich at all, but opportunities and what you need and what you want, they're going to happen. So don't let anything drag you down. You know what? The next time somebody presents something to you, you know what? Don't take my word for it. Try it. Keep trying it. I would love feedback on what's going to happen and what you've taken out of that. Because I'm telling you right now, the more you do, the more chances you take, the more you're going to make. And let's be honest, right? If you had a business or you were contemplating, you know, starting a business, right? And, you know, you woke up one day and said, you know, my dream is to own something. And then you just walked away from it. Do you think that business was going to happen? No, you just walked away from it, right? So you see what I'm saying? If something you want, live life to the fullest, embrace everything that you can. And again, I don't know what your dreams are. When I talk, I'm clearly talking about my dreams, my life's purpose. And look, I've had a podcast now since, I think it was August of 2014. I think it was right after my surgery. Yeah. Since August 2014, I've had my own podcast. And I've been doing these podcasts on like self-help, different things that have happened to me, different things I've done for other people. And you know what? It's the God's truth. I know that I'm not going to know if I ever did something nice for somebody or didn't. But you know what? If it happened, good. In fact, I don't even know if anybody listens to my podcast. It says people do, but I don't, you know, I don't know. But all I'm telling you is that get out there, do what you want. I know that somewhere deep inside, you have a skill of something. You have a dream. You have a passion. Do it. Okay, so I've talked enough. I mean, wow, I've really talked enough. So I want to just end this session with my new, as I told you guys, I think it was June I got this, my new 10-tongue steel drum. You ready? So let's just end this with that. I want to say thank you for listening to my podcast. Have an amazing day. Namaste.